Blog Talk Radio.
Who said it's man's world? Girl, who run the world? Girl, who run the world?
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Bree, and welcome to another episode of Women Love Sports 2, as you heard it from Miss Beyonce herself, who said it's a man's world, okay? So we have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Olympics. We're going to talk some NBA. I have a special guest coming in to chime in on that. And then we also have a very special interview that we will be doing tonight with the head coach of the Detroit Dark Angels, Mr. Keith Thomas, will be joining us. And for those of you who don't know, the Dark Angels is a women's football team. So they're a part of a football league, yes. And I mean, I'm not talking about the cute stuff. I mean, the shoulder pads, the helmets, the whole nine. So we'll definitely be talking to him. And then we'll be talking about something funny from around the world of sports. And also, of course, we'll be playing nothing but some of the hottest music. So keep it locked right here with me, your girl Bree, and Women Love Sports too. We're going to listen to some nice tracks really quick. And when we come back, we will have our first guest, DJ Mobley. He's an analyst and former basketball player, and we are going to be talking Olympics. We're also going to be talking NBA. So keep it right here. We'll be right back.
We the best music.
Hey, Keith, fuck these niggas up.
Another one. DJ Khaled.
Scratched $1 million off my checklist 3 years ago. Add 2 zeros to the one, I'm in a different mode. It's my life, do what I want, I be with different hoes. You know the pick and roll, I picked her up and sent her home. I got rich, I scrum, we get them in and get them gone. You know Trappy just got out, ain't have to put them on. We the ones who got the numbers to put the city on. It's the middle of the summer, I got a hoodie on. My demon time ain't nothing nice, I try not to wear nothing tight. I came up off of shooting dice, yeah. My little brother ain't living right, my sister them doing alright. My cousin them still serving life, yeah. Seen the robber rob a dig, and I seen the preacher get caught for cheating. I break the bank for one of my peeps. I said I'm the one, they didn't believe me. I show them the facts, now they all need me. I'ma get cake as long as I'm breathing. They making it hard, this shit really easy, yeah. I'ma turn up on a hater every chance that I get. I want the biggest watch they got, I don't care if that shit hurt my wrist. All these hoes fuck on us all, I wish I would claim that bitch. They get hard when they get guns, we got a hood full of sticks. Soon as they say we can't come, you know we'll run around that bitch. You can miss me with that shit, you know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes. You know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes. Yeah. She think I'm a regular rapper, I'm not. One person come tell me we fucking, you block. Watch me run this shit to the tip of the top, yeah.
Keep going.
Put my kids in Givenchy. She must ain't 1 plus 1 is 3. I can't support your personal needs. She don't got a mortgage, moved in with a knee. These niggas be capping, them cars be leased. Young is in charge, I see for the streets. I would nod and nod, they woke up a beast. Struggle what made me, we used to have water for dinner. We didn't have nothing to eat. Soon as I get on his ass, they gon' look on me bad. I'm like, damn, he was fucking with me. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
I'ma turn up on a hater every chance that I get. I want the biggest watch they got, I don't care if that shit hurt my wrist. All these hoes fuck on us all, I wish I would claim that bitch. They get hard when they get guns, we got a hood full of sticks. Soon as they say we can't come, you know we'll run around that bitch. You can miss me with that shit, you know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes. You know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes.
I'm from the trenches, niggas be tough on the net, but really be there for attention. Well, bitches be talking like they really rich, but really be begging me under my pitches. I give a 40-50,000 cash and start up a business. I spend that shit at the dentist. I'd rather fucking pay up a rent for a year just to get out of her feelings. I'm in a Lambo truck in my hood, nobody gon' tell me shit. Going to Cali, I pick my weed for sure, nobody gon' mail me shit. Dice gang, crops of CeeLo, I need cash, don't sell me shit. Baby got his hood on smash, you can tell they really rich. Drop the low, ain't no room right now, I took her to the O. Then I put up on the Lamb, cause she a fan of Booney Mo. I got the city on lock, fucking up all the ops. I be around with $3 million in jewelry, I'm standing on all
sitting on Panda. I love my cousin, she was a dancer. I love my brother, he was a scammer. Sit on my lap cause I'm pulling her tracks, and I fall from the back cause she calling me handsome. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'ma turn up on a hater every chance that I get. I'm one of the biggest watchers they got, don't care if that shit hurt my wrist. All these hoes fuck on us all, I wish I would claim that bitch. They get hard when they get guns, we got a hood full of sticks. Soon as they say we can't come, you know we'll run around that bitch. You can miss me with that shit, you know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes. You know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes.
We the best music.
Another one.
Who said it's man's world?
Who won the world?
Okay, okay. I'm assuming we are back. And as you heard it, who run the world? Girls run the world. That's right. And while we're running the world, you know, being super everything, we also are taking time out to acknowledge some exciting things that are going on in sports, including things that are going on in the Olympics. And here to join me today to discuss those things is a very fantastic, awesome guy. He's a former basketball player turned analyst, a dear friend of mine as well. Please welcome to the show, Mr. DJ Mobley.
Yo, 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 how you doing, B? What's going on? Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. You know, been overdue. Been time for us to collab. So,
oh, yeah. Well overdue.
Yes. So, one thing that isn't necessarily overdue, but someone is definitely looking forward to is with the Olympics. The 2021 Olympics, specifically the U.S. women's basketball team. They are literally one step closer to a keyword, consecutive Olympic gold medals. Consecutive.
So,
you know, definitely excited about that. DJ, start off talking about, like, how impactful is this and how meaningful is this if they're able to get this seventh consecutive Olympic gold medal, this women's basketball team, the impact on sports globally, as well as here domestically.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Globally, this is a big and huge step for the women. Why? Because they are making a statement. You know, the men struggle, but the women are actually, they holding strong, pretty much holding a clean record going into pretty much the finals. And now they actually just surpassed Serbia, and they are looking a little bit more confident, and that's something that we are most definitely expecting. They are looking for their seventh win, which will probably be going to the Guinness Book of World Records, too, as well, for these guys to actually do this. And you have a few rookies that's on there that are looking great, like Aja Wilson. You know, these guys' first time actually participating in this, and globally, for these athletes to be international athletes, they are actually giving a little bit more awareness for the women's side. So that is great. It's looking good, and I'm hoping that they actually can pull it out, too, as well.
I am as well, and you did. And speaking of Ms. Wilson, she actually will be playing for the gold on her 25th birthday, so I know that is going to be, like, extremely special for her. Like, just playing in an Olympic game, period, that's a hell of a birthday gift, in my opinion, to be able to do something like that.
And if I was an athlete, that would be a great birthday gift for me, too, as well. Why not do the things that I love most definitely on my birthday to most definitely be happy? You know, look for, give everybody a little bit more influence on, hey, keep doing and being inspiration to everybody no matter what. You know, that's something that you always want to be able to grasp and actually look upon and forth to be a woman that's not actually getting a lot of light doing this pretty much sport. This is something that everybody should be able to jump on, grasp on, and most definitely get our support. Because, you know, like you said, with your show, the title of your show, women love sports, too. And they are becoming more effective. Like, you can make a great comparison between Sue Bird and LeBron James. Four-time MVP, four-time champion. You know, she's only making about closely to $100,000 a year. Knowing that LeBron James have already eclipsed $1 billion, you know, that's possibly unfair. But the impact that they have on the sports world with gaining this gold medal would be so huge for them moving forward in the future, especially with the outlets that they are creating with being able to have sports media, being able to sponsor some of these girls to be able to give them a little bit more endorsement. And that's something that we need to look forward to and also, you know, piggyback on and actually lift up to as well.
Absolutely, and that's monumental. Like, you mentioned something that is just an ongoing conversation in the sports community more towards women or female athletes is the discrepancy or, like, disparity between male athletes and what they make versus female athletes and what they make. And I actually want to – it's kind of making me want to shift gears here to discuss that. We'll talk about the men's Olympics, actually, and then we'll kind of circle back. But I cannot let this topic go. I would be remiss if I didn't say anything. So just to touch on that for a brief moment. Female athlete, and I'll speak for basketball. I play basketball. Coming up, I played high school, college, AAU, PAL, recreation, you name it, I did it, okay? Attended five-star basketball camp, got a trophy, all those types of things. It is a lot different being a female athlete, and I'll say in America, reason being is because oftentimes we're treated a lot better as athletes outside of, you know, America. You go to Spain or you go to Brazil, you go anywhere else, like overseas. A lot of women who play in the WNBA play overseas when the season isn't on because they make more money playing elsewhere. And so I think that's something that we definitely need to take a look at because we put our same blood, sweat, and tears on the court the same way as a guy does. Mm-hmm. We have women who are doing things that have never been seen before in sports or in basketball, like Brittany Griner. She literally can dunk the basketball. Like, she's
done. And it's more coming. It's more coming. It's more coming. We got college athletes that's coming, and these girls are making an impact. They are definitely closing the gap when it comes down to athleticism, and they are actually closing the gap when it comes down to the attention that they are most definitely receiving. Just to piggyback, I'm sorry to cut you off, the difference between the gap. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay, now the difference of what the WNBA players are being paid out is 20% of the, you know, the revenue that the league is actually pulling in. And for the men's, it's 50%. So you see that's a huge gap in the margin lines for which you see the difference of attention that the leagues are actually biting on or paying the athletes through. So that's something that we can most definitely bank on. And, you know, with this talk, hopefully that we'll be able to reach more viewers to be able to tune in for the women's, you know, so we can be able to see that 34% that they actually have changed and actually agreed upon in the future to give them a little bit more attention and a little bit more assets to be able to have incentives for their, you know, blood, sweat, and tears.
Absolutely. I mean, and I feel as though it isn't fair. You know, the WNBA is supported by the NBA and certain financial aspects and things of that nature. But sometimes it becomes discouraging being and I'm actually going to make this, DJ, I'll invite you back for the next episode because I actually want to do an entire segment on this as a whole, mm-hmm. not just basketball. I'm only talking about this right now because, you know, we're talking about women's basketball on the global level. So it can be discouraging at times knowing that, you know, a female can get drafted, right, and play mm-hmm. and not make any more money than someone who works for, you know, possibly like a Fortune 500 company or something like that, like kind of doing the same, you know, the same things, like in a sense, like it just, I don't know how we can even those scales, if you will, to say, okay, let's try to level the playing field. Because at the end of the day, when you get to a certain age, male or female, athletically, you start to get on the decline. So in essence, I mean, we go through the same things and we do pretty much the same things. I'm kind of not understanding at this point what it is that needs to be done in order to try to see more equality as it relates to, you know, female athletes and women's sports and getting us, you know, some more of those spots with endorsements, commercials, isn't that things that'll assist, you know, in uplifting the female athlete?
Yeah, and we have a name. We have a huge name who is actually pretty much knowing that this is a huge level to play on. She just won an AP Player of the Year for females basketball player. This is UConn Paige Bucket. Now, she actually has gained ownership over her nickname, Paige Buckets. She also will receive up to $1 million this year in college basketball for endorsements too as well. So you have to understand that they are closing the gaps with what you are saying with the endorsements. And for her to be one of the four founders to jump on in and be an advocate, I'm hoping that this can be a steamrolling ball that can most definitely be uphill for these girls too as well, for everybody to see, you know, especially with her influence reaching over 2.1 million that's on social media. This is actually something to be able to get behind. And she made a very bold statement of knowing that this sport is predominantly black, but she is great to even be a part of to have this influence for everyone to get behind her. And that was a great speech for her to most definitely be able to be uplifted and also shed light on that particular topic for her to be able to make sure she can make any movements to show the difference that is actually looking and being expected for these girls.
Absolutely. And we need more of that. And, you know, Women Love Sports too, obviously we are advocates for equality with women as it relates to not only the sporting venue, but behind the scenes as well, even doing what I'm doing now, being able to have a platform to utilize, to discuss and talk sports, to debate, you know, different things and aspects of a sport, but also to have a voice to say, hey, we're noticing that something isn't right and we want to try to make it right, or we want to support those and to gain the support of those who see what it is that we're trying to do. So, yeah, we're going to expound on that quite a bit on the next episode. Right now we're going to take a really brief break. We're going to get into some music, and when we come back, we will be talking about the men's side of the Olympics, USA men's team, Kevin Durant and his impact, all of that coming up next. So sit right there and stay tuned. We'll be back with more Women Love Sports 2 in a moment.
And sometimes people call me sticks like I don't mind, because they stubborn and my bank account is looking mighty fine. Niggas get the wine and dine, go straight for the wine and grind. She wanna come, I can make it happen, trying. Sometimes I get messy, you can be my biggest secret. I ain't sliding if you're with them, baby, you gon' have to leave them. I got morals on Sunday, sometimes on Wednesday, really it depends, but you're in love with somebody else.
Maybe I could offer some help. Get over them by getting under me. But you might hold it if you give too much to me. From here I'm imported. I drink liquor like it's water. Hold my liver, can't afford it. I've been lying here in I've been lying. I've been lying. I'm under the covers like what happened here. Ain't nothing sacred. They got me stop it. I know that dude just got me naked. Nursed in a broken heart, but who'd have thought it'd take me ages? I ended up here cause my girl said fake it till you make it. You're in love with somebody else.
Love with somebody else.
Maybe I could offer some.
Maybe I could offer some.
Get over them by getting under me.
You gon' see. Yeah. My name is Kid cause my name is not important. I'm not from here, I'm imported. Can't you tell my voice distorted? Recorded, came a long way from a Honda, tryna you and some Porsches, baby, you.
You're in love with somebody else. Maybe I could offer some sense. He brought you down, now climb on top of me. You gon' see, yeah.
We are back with more Women Love Sports 2. DJ still in the house, and we are talking about the men's U.S. Olympic basketball team, particularly the performance that Kevin Durant has been putting on. DJ, how are you feeling about that? Like
I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I'm most definitely impressed. This is a lot of pressure for Kevin Durant. You know, knowing that he's coming back off an injury, this is just pretty much his revenge season for him to pretty much show everybody that, hey, yes, I did have a gruesome injury, but hey, with adversity and also being able to persevere, you can make it through everything and trust in the process. He was able to score 29 points. Game high, even though he had a lot of help from Booker and as well as Milton and also Drew Holiday too as well, just from catching the game and just seeing it. And as the game went on, their leadership actually got better. And like he said with his quotation, he said, once we see the ball go in the rim, it put us all at ease. And our defense was a little bit better, a little bit tighter. We rebound better after that. And we guys just felt a little bit more comfortable. And you saw that within their play, too, as well, when these guys, you know, coming with expressing themselves. You saw Zach LaVine had a great moment with him coming off the bench and pretty much being assertive, getting those passing lanes. And that's something that will look great for Team U.S. going into the goal because – previously, what they had struggled with were a few exhibition games and a couple juggernauts that they have faced too as well. But guys do play different when they play for their country rather than the NBA. Yeah. So we don't know what to expect, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And as you said, I mean, Durant and Drew Holiday, they with Australia games, they basically led them to that 97-78 win, you know, and the opportunity to play in Saturday's gold medal game. So they have an opportunity to go for their fourth in a row. And Durant did say, he said, they came out and hit us with a nice haymaker, and we were able to get back up and get that lead back. So, I mean, it speaks to the intensity, the skill level that these guys have, the tenacity, as you said. A lot of times they may play a lot different or a lot better when they're playing for their country, representing their country versus, you know, NBA competition type. But Kevin Durant is simply putting on the show. And I think Greg Popovich is doing a phenomenal job as a head coach as well.
Yeah, and that's great for Kevin Durant because he needs that cultural coaching. He need that other coach who will have a different perspective about him and want to put him in a different position so he can gain a little bit more knowledge with leadership. It looks good on him. You see it pretty much is overtaking the team too as well. For those guys who have egos, they are dropping their egos and allowing Kevin Durant to lead, and that is great. And now that they are actually building their identity, that is something that we can most definitely grasp as being fans, being analysts, being people who just view the basketball games and just in hope to be inspired of their pretty much percussion of work. So that's just great for me to most definitely see him pretty much absorb and be a sponge for this atmosphere and also know that you are playing with some of the reigning champs just on your team. So that's a little shaky if I was on the team, you know, and I just played against the guys that just beat me for the championship. So I understand how Devin Booker is feeling most definitely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So there's something to look out for. So Saturday is going to be a big day for the men's U.S. Olympic team for basketball. It's going to be an even bigger day probably for Durant. So let me ask you this. Do you feel like Kevin Durant has a lot of weight on his shoulders possibly, seeing that his performance has been as stellar as it's been throughout these Olympics? Do you think he has the pressure on him to try to get the gold medal, or do you think it's still collaboratively a team effort in essence? Do you think he has a little bit more pressure on him?
Well, how most of the talk that's been going around in the trash talk, this is actually a collective team effort. There's a lot of guys who actually have a lot pretty much raining on this, not having the big juggernauts of the NBA pretty much partaking, you know, being the teammates and the leadership that they had too as well over the years. This is something new for Kevin Durant to pretty much step into to learn. So I don't think this is actually something huge for him, but this is a learning experience for him. But if they actually go on to actually win a gold medal, that would be great. Why? Because this is pretty much giving them a first brick to lay down so they can build a wall and make sure that they can build a future towards having this right here be the first example that they see. And that is something that we can almost definitely learn from.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. DJ, I definitely want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I look forward to having you on future episodes. If people want to get some more analysis from you or shoot the breeze with you when it comes to this sports thing, contact me.
What's
your social media handle?
Oh, yeah. Social media, you can follow me on Facebook at DebateMo. That is the word debate, last name, M. If not, you can follow me on Instagram at _master_DJ.
All right. You heard it first. Women Love Sports, too. When we come back, we will be interviewing Keith Thomas, head coach of the Detroit Dark Angels women's football team. So don't go anywhere. We are showing the ladies a lot of love today on Women Love Sports, too. We will be right back with more. DJ, go ahead and spin that.
She in a bar, a track star. We never seen the finish line. Can't confide or commit. She's scared to trust somebody. On your mark, get set, go. She about to trust somebody. Do what it takes, do what's gonna make it last. She can take the pain that come with that. Hit the brakes, but it's too late. She fast. Once she set a pace, she don't look back. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna commit, why take it this far? She gon' do the race, just not this one. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk, you weren't here for. She's a liar, she a capper. She do anything for the black card. She can feel your pain with a black heart. Should've never let that shit get that far. It's always been games with you. Keeping scoring, changing moves. I was all for it, but lately you show me that side, that crazy you. And you can get the pack and all of your bags. You can leave the racks with all of them tags. Don't be a thing if that don't look bad. Damn girl, you fast. She's a runner, she's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain, she can't get scored. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna come in, why take it this far? She gon' do the race, just not this one. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk, you weren't here for.
I say don't you run from me. Don't take my love for granted, cause you know it can get ugly. She's a runner, she's a track star. Don't run away when it get hard, love. I can tell that, you ain't never had a gangster. No one wear that, he ain't never tell you thank you. How you wear that, you should get a new race for. I'm sly when you tell me it's convenient. You know I got the Glock up in the Guinea. Grant a couple wishes like a genie. She gon' keep on running back if she got access. Got my dick hard like it's hard to be a black man. I cut her off and put my feelings in a trash can. Just too much love.
She's a runner, she's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain, she can't get scarred. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna commit, why take it this far? She gon' do the race, just not this one. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk, you weren't here for. You woo.
Baby, stop running. Grab on your waist, that's gon' make you stop running. Diamonds on my chain and watch buzzing. You look at me like you want something. Don't keep it low, keep it 100. Speaking of numbers, I gave you the wrong one on purpose. But this one is working fine. Hit my line. Call me whenever you want some me. 646-992-7453.
I'm from the jungle, but I'm not a cheater. Bitch, I'm in my bag, not city Caesar. I'ma set it off if a nigga creep up. She gon' take the charge like it's a misdemeanor. I was mad, you was a Jedi, don't.
stick like a band, I know. He be on my wrist, that's a push down.
King of this fly shit, yeah, I know. You can hold me down and be more than my hoe. Stop acting like you love me when you really don't know.
Who said it's man's world?
Girl, who run the world? Girl, who run the world?
Look, dog, I'm extra unique. My whole aura screen telling. I've been listening to Bella Griselda and Marvin Winans just to make sure I'm balanced. I'm from the west, yeah. Half of my partners is savage. The other half made it out the mud, but the taste of sludge didn't alter their palate. Yeah. I'm a dog, I'm a beast, and your father figure.
Yeah.
That little P365 was just that starter pistol.
Yeah.
She got a scorpion too, and I'll sting you just like a scorpion do. If a demon get gregarious, my little Harry don't do what accordions do. That means bold, I was told by the G's of old. Keep your lady close, make sure she can work a pole. But they wasn't referring to strip, hell no. I'm still by playing with the Clippers. I done been blessed with a woman that pray heavy, but turn her back on the liquor. She keep the devil on me like the cherubim. She make it clear to hold that we ain't sharing them. I push the euthanasia like a chariot. DK a legend, hey, we had to bury him. But that's how I be in the jungle. I grew up around wildlings and mongrels. Ready to slump you, told you a junkie. I rock the skies to be hungry. I told my baby girl she gon' have more in her head than just products and bundles. They say I'm rapping with hunger. I tell them hell no, I'm eating. If you book me for a show and I can't bring my wife and my babies, I'm leaving. Big Daddy energy speaking. I keep the enemy tweaking. I can go all over the track and they'll say I'm the hardest one breathing. I am a beacon for heathen. Me and my hood got cohesion. They told me keep a lift their hands. So they met you when they know I'm chasing. Oh, bah, bah. If you black, we're safe. Bah, 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 bah. That's my side. Throw it up and I'ma put it down until I die. This old bop bop. If you black, we're safe. Bop bop bop. That's my side. Throw it up and I'ma put it down until I die.
On side, I'm extra petite, but the hood. I was raised in Grand Rapids, my pops was an actress, my mama was forced to adapt. She held it down, that's it and new, I'm black in America. Raised in the slums, came up from crumbs, that we cool with Erica. I'm talking Badu, I don't know why, you don't recognize me. We're so giving, go check out the drive through school, I heard that's the only thing that I apply to. Gotta admit it, I ain't kidding, ain't it glorious? I feel like Diddy and Toby and Biggie, we notorious. But it's so much more to us, Mike and the Grammy.
Who said it's man's world?
Who run the world? Girls. 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 Who run the world?
All right. We are back with more Women Love Sports 2. And as promised, we have the man himself, the head coach of the Detroit Dark Angels women's football team, Mr. Keith Thomas. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, happy to be on. Thanks for taking the time for you guys to talk to me. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So you are the head coach for the Detroit Dark Angels. It's a women's football team here in Detroit. But I do want to know, what actually got you into coaching women's football?
Well, I got to tell you, football, it was part of my life. You know, I played high school. I had the honor of being able to be a walk-on at Eastern Michigan University. And football is just ingrained into so much of my life, whether it was being a former player. I'm also a high school coach. I also do a lot of off-season training. And one of my best friends that came to me, this is way back, December 2010, and said, hey, there is a team out here that needs an assistant coach. And thought you might have to make this. I'm like, of course, it's football. One catch, it's females. Okay, yeah, let's check it out. And, you know, I walked into the gym, and I met these athletes, and it didn't matter. They were athletes. They were football players. And, you know, that was January 2011. I joined the team, and I've been with them ever since. And it's football. And since I love it so much, it is an honor and a blessing to be able to work with these athletes I'm working with.
Absolutely, and I definitely commend you because and you're all like a hero. It's like I see all these amazing things that are going on with the Detroit Dark Angels. You all just had some recent victories. Talk about this past season, the impact that COVID-19 had on your season, on your players, if anything, and what came out of that on the other side.
It was as you know, it was a nightmare. You know, it was. You know, March 2020, we had a tremendous practice. We had assembled a team that was championship-minded, highly talented, highly skilled. And if you remember, the word came out that the NBA was shutting down. And before you knew it, we were sheltering in place. I lost the 2020 season. They canceled it. And we just didn't know what the future was. And when the league, the WSA, Women's Football Alliance, said, hey, we're going to try this out, you had teams opt out. You had teams opt out because people were scared. You had teams opt out because schools that we play at, you know, weren't offering their fields to any outsiders because of COVID. And I lost between probably 60-plus percent of my players for my 2019 championship team, my 2020 team. I lost my offensive coordinator, receiver coach, one of my line coaches. I had one of probably the greatest running back in the league. She opted out, and it was devastating. There was a time where we had lost our game field, our practice field, and I was asking these people to show up to practice, stay socially distant, wear a mask. In essence, we were asking them to, at the time, risk their lives, you know, and not put that aside to come out for football. So it was extraordinary. But through all of that, this team was able to overcome. And where did we end up 2 weeks ago in the national championship game? So it really, really created a lot of fortitude and strength amongst my players and coaches to overcome what we overcame at the beginning of just the pandemic season.
Absolutely. And it takes a lot of strength and courage. And as you said, like a lot of people were afraid. A lot of people were, you know, questioning things when, you know, that pandemic initially hit. So, yeah, it had a huge impact on the sports. But seeing that all of that had happened, what was it that in that moment was your favorite part about coaching when you saw that you had lost 60% possibly of the team, like coming through all of that? What's your favorite part about coaching when it comes to diversity like that?
I have players on my team who I describe as warriors, as fighters, okay? And it's not just the fight that they have on the football field. It's the fight they have in life, okay? Going through a pandemic, dealing with COVID, was just another fight that they had to overcome. I've got players who have had to overcome tremendous adversity in their lives, whether it's tied into their own health, their family's health, their kids, their lives. So having to have to go into a season, coming out of a pandemic or in the midst of a pandemic, it was extraordinary to see them fight through that, to fight through that. And again, through all of the setbacks, through all the adversity, they still were able to get themselves to a national championship game, despite everything they faced. And that, I mean, that's the themes we preach, especially as football coaches. I know other coaches in other sports, but football is unique because we're asking one human being to physically dominate another. And not only on top of that, we're talking females, okay? The matriarch of the family, the nurturer. And we're telling you to put that aside and then, you know, punch the other girl in the face in regards to football and be a champion. And so, you know, as a coach, it was just tremendous to see people overcome that. I mean, you know, some teams had good seasons, others opted out. My team, we suffered a setback in 2019, going to the championship and falling short. And my core group of players was determined to return to that championship no matter what. They weren't going to let any setbacks, and they definitely weren't going to let the pandemic stop them from their goal. That was the favorite part of the season.
And that's like the most beautiful thing to come out of that is being
Absolutely.
Able to come out on the other side. Yeah, so I love it, Coach. I love it. And speaking of, so you coach high school football boys. What was the transition like moving into coaching women in a sport that is just historically in America known as a man's thing, a man's game? What was that transition like?
You know, the only thing that was the biggest issue was experience. Okay, when you're coaching high school boys or you're training a young man who's maybe going to go to college or maybe already being in college and wants some off-season work, there's some experience. You know, the majority of your boys playing football, if I'm coaching a 15, 16-year-old, there's a high probability when he was 10, 11, 12, 13, he played a few seasons. He has a general working knowledge of the game. You're coaching women, and especially your rookies. A lot maybe watch the game, maybe their brother played, maybe they played Powder Puff in high school. They haven't had that experience. Now, I've been blessed with having players who are 5, 6, 7, 8 years of experience, but that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest challenge. But that challenge can work in your favor because a lot of the players that I'm coaching have an athletic background. So they understand the concept of team and hard work and working together. It's just, you just have to teach them how to block. You have to teach them the schemes and things like that. And that, albeit, can be hard because they haven't done it before, but it's like a blank canvas. So there's a level of trust you get with some players who come to your team who don't have experience. And so long as you're a good coach, so long as you, a lot of times I call myself a messenger. I'm giving you what was given to me from the coaches I learned it from. And if they're open-minded and they're coachable, then that transition from coaching boys who have 3 or 4 or 5 years experience to a female that has none, you forget about that very quickly when they put that trust in your coaching.
And that key word, being coachable, is major. Especially when you're talking about and dealing with sports, that it, you know, athletes who are coachable can go a lot further than those who are not. So that's a major component. And you kind of drove me into the next question. What is something, because you talked about things that you may mention, what is something, at least one thing that you tell your players before each and every game? Do you have something that you say religiously before each game, or do you change it up every now and then, or is there something that always is like, this is it, I'm going to tell you guys this every time before we get out on that gridiron? Like, is there any type of motivation, or like, what is something that you talk to them about before each and every game?
You know, there's an array of things I select my motivation from. What I might see something on, I might see a documentary, I might see a sports documentary on TV, or I might hear another coach make a comment. And I look for different themes. I look for different things that will touch a nerve, you know, where I talk about fighters. Okay, imagine a world without a fighter. I'm not talking someone who runs around beating up on people, but like my team has been, someone who can fight through adversity, fight through a tough time. Because when you play in a football game, I got news for you. You're going to have a tough time. You're going to line up. You might face someone who's bigger than you, stronger than you. Guess what? You got to fight. You got to overcome those things. You know, I talk about punching people in the face, you know, and it's, you know, that can sound a little much, but in regarding football. Again, it's a physical, violent sport, okay, with rules and guidelines, okay? But you have to impose your will. You cannot go into the game soft. You can't go in timid, okay? That's one of the big reasons why they tend to like to compare football to combat or war, albeit it's not the same. It's the case that it's a physical activity. So I'm always looking for a different theme, you know, how the week is going, the opponent we're facing. And, you know, the big thing with our team is we constantly talk about working together, all right? And that's, no matter whatever theme I present, the idea of staying together and working together to achieve a common goal, you can never change that message. And I really try to make that a big foundation of what I tell this team each and every week, before each and every game, and each and every season. We can't get anywhere if we ain't working together. It's one of the reasons we tend to say DDA, Detroit Dark Angels, on 3, and family on 6. So it's typically our break at the end of practices, and at any time we want to bring it in and break, DDA on 3, family on 6.
I love it. I love that, especially the family aspect, because a lot of times mm-hmm. your teammates and coaches and everything, they do become like your family. So I love
yep.
that. I totally love it. And lastly, in coaching women in a sport that, again, is just more of a masculine, male-dominant sport, why do you feel it is so important to support women in sports, especially those who play in sports that may be considered a little more masculine than others, or sports just in general, the support for the women? Why do you feel that that is so important?
Well, you know, our society at times can be really great, and then there's times our society can be a little divisive, can be judgmental, can have some doubt in certain members of our community. And we know for women, right, there tends to be the feeling that you're not as good as a man. You're not as strong. Sorry to say, there's some out there that think not smart. Maybe don't deserve to make the money that a man does, which we all know is utterly and completely ridiculous. You look at women's national soccer team, who's won World Cups, they still don't make as much as the men's team, who's won no World Cups. You look at what an NBA player makes compared to a WNBA player, because there still tends to be that feeling that, well, women's place might be somewhere else other than on the playing field. And I don't believe that, okay? You know, I come from a very strong mother, God rest her soul, and she raised me with my dad, and my mom was strong. And you look at our military, you look at our people who defend us, protect us, and rescue us, you know, if you got the heart, you got the mind, you can do anything. And I believe in that with these females who play for me, who trust me, okay? And I feel that they deserve a platform. They deserve to get the recognition because they bleed, they sweat, just like any other guy I've ever coached, and they deserve the recognition. So I feel like when I'm coaching football players, but there is an extra, I don't want to say motivation, but like a responsibility to help these women become stronger. So when they go back in the community, when they go and they talk to young girls who want to do something, you know, that they bring that strength and fortitude. I don't know if you saw the Olympic commercial that just came out last couple of weeks where it has the old theme from the Miss America pageant. There she
yes.
is, Miss
yes,
America. And for so long that was tied into what? A gown, a tiara, bouquet of roses, and a swimsuit. And that was the image of Miss America. But when you see that commercial and you see women boxing, you see them kayaking, swimming, playing football, you know, getting after it, you know, and to show the true grit that, hey, I can still wear that gown and that tiara, but when it's time to take my risks, when it's time to put on my helmet, my gloves, I can fight just like anybody else. And I'm a big supporter of that. And I take a lot of pride in being the head coach of this women's tackle football team.
And I can absolutely tell you take pride in it. And that is absolutely why I wanted to take the time out to interview you, because it is paramount that we do, as you said earlier, start to bring a little bit more attention and support, if you will, to female athletes and the sports and the things that we are doing in the field, not just on the field or on the court, but also in those offices, the front office, and they, you know, just
absolutely.
Having a place in that world, period. Even myself, in a sense, being a black woman who is into sports mm-hmm. and is looking to have a platform to, you know, voice my opinion, allow other people to do the same thing. You know, it's really important that we understand that. And that commercial to me spoke volumes because we are way beyond what, as you stated, the woman traditionally was seen as it relates to that particular song. Now you see women of today. You see modern women. You see women, as you said, going in the boxing ring, getting lacing up those shoes to get on the court, putting on those helmets to get on the gridiron. That has changed. And, again, we can step out and we can put those heels on and we can look cute and we can look good
yep.
and we can have our feminine side. But when it's time to get on that court, when it is time to get in that ring, when it is time to get on that field, we have a job to do and we can do that as well. So,
absolutely.
I absolutely loved it. And Coach, I absolutely appreciate you for coming on. Again, taking the time out. Thank you so, so much. Actually, if you have the social media handles for the Detroit Dark Angels and any other information that you can provide for us, if people wanted to come out to some games or if some women were looking to try out, what are the social media handles for the Detroit Dark Angels?
Well, I tell you, our season just ended. Okay, right now we're in our kind of our off season, which is very short, okay, because I got to get back on the recruiting trail. We got to get our off season training going. But like, really simple. Go on, look at our website, DetroitDarkAngels.com. You want to find us on Instagram, Detroit Dark Angels. You can find us on Facebook, Detroit Dark Angels. You want to see our games, you want to see how we get down, go to YouTube. Type in Detroit Dark Angels. We make it very simple. And anybody listening who's in the Metro Detroit area or who wants to come to the Metro Detroit area to play for the Detroit Dark Angels, hit me up. 248-413-5236. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under Keith Thomas. Look me up. Google me. Find me. We'll set something up. We'll talk. Let's see if we can get you on this roster. But I warn people. I warn anybody coming to this team. This is hard, all right? Make sure you understand that. We're not out here baking cookies and you know, skipping around in the backyard. We're playing football. So it requires you to be strong. It requires you to be a great teammate. It requires you to be championship-minded. And it requires you to give a maximum effort. Do not come to this team if you're lazy. Don't come here. If you don't want to put the work in, you want to sit around and just fill up your social media with cool pics with a helmet on, don't come to my team. But if you're trying to bring a championship here back to Detroit, give me a shout and let's do it. Let's do it in 22.
Let's do it. You heard it right here first on Women Love Sports 2. They went to the national championship. He is not playing any games. This is Mr. Keith Thomas. And I actually want to do something a little bit different on the way out. So I love, again, I want to revisit this, the DDA on 3 and the family on 6. I want you to count to 3 so I can say DDA and count to 6, and we're going to do family.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Here we go. D on 3, family on 6. 1, 2, 3.
DDA.
Say it. 4, 5, 6.
DDA.
You got to say family, Britt. Come on, try it again. DDA on 3, family on 6.
Say it again. I was ready. I'm about to
Here
get
we go.
Super hype. Let's go.
Here we go. DDA on 3, family on 6. 1, 2, 3.
DDA.
4, 5, 6.
Family.
There you go. Good girl.
Let's
well done.
Let's go.
You're awesome, all girl.
Right. Thank you. We
all right,
Britt.
I'll talk to you.
All right. Thank you for joining us. All right, and
all
I
right,
want to thank
care.
All
Bye-bye.
My listeners out there. I want to thank everyone who tuned into the show tonight. Thank you so much. Again, I want to thank Mr. DJ Mobley for stopping by and kicking it with us. I also want to shout out my engineer. Man, DJ spent some. Awesome. I want to shout out the Detroit Dark Angels. Shout out to IFM Nation, IFM Radio, Sports Radio, DT, Sports Talk DT, D-Boy, Rolo Dolo, Relax and Relate Show, the whole IFM family. I'm sometimes so horrible with shouts. And then I also want to remind you guys, Women Love Sports 2 will be coming to TV soon via Roku. So we have an entirely different setup for the TV show. So it's going to be a lot different. It's going to be like something that you have never seen before. So the radio show has a different setup but the TV show is going to be on an entirely different level. So you guys get ready for that. That'll be coming in October. Until next time, who said it's a man's world, okay? Women love sports, too. Tuning in, and until next time, DJ, go ahead and spin that for me.
Life, I wonder, will it take me under?
Smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost Robert Shabazz, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's so foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still. Holding trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor the cities and reverse things to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
Thugs living worried, ducked down in car seats, he's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the ace, stack the safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or B felonies. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
If I rule the world,